Dreamscape presents One Last Chance by Cheryl Woods, narrated by Tracy Odom. Prologue. Soul deep weary, Karen walked into the kitchen at midnight, made herself a cup of tea, and sat down at the kitchen table to face the mail. She mentally weighed the usual stack of bills against the intriguing envelope with its fancy calligraphy. Even if she hadn't desperately needed a pick-me-up, she would have opted for setting the bills aside. There were always too many of them at the end of the month and not enough money in the bank. It seemed as if she and Caleb might never get their ranch in the black, might never be in a position to hire the extra help that would save them from doing all of the endless, back-breaking work themselves with only two seasonal men to pitch in. As late as it was, she had just come in from the barn. Caleb was still out there trying to save a sick calf. Always at the edge of bankruptcy, they couldn't afford to lose a single animal. She'd seen the stress in his face, heard it in the terse, angry words from a man who'd always been quietly thoughtful and even-tempered. She pushed all of that aside as she opened the thick vellum envelope and removed what turned out to be an invitation to her high school reunion in Winding River, Wyoming, 100 miles away. Immediately, the cares of the day slipped aside. She thought of her lifelong friends, the women who had called themselves the Calamity Janes, thanks to their penchant for heartbreak and mischief gone awry. This was perfect. A few days with her best friends would give her marriage exactly the boost it needed. It would bring some fun back into their lives. Though Caleb was older and hadn't gone to school with them, he had grown to enjoy their company as much as she did. And because he was the only husband who displayed staying power, they fussed over him in a way that both embarrassed and pleased him. She was still thinking about catching up with Cassie, Gina, Lauren, and Emma when Caleb finally came in. She studied his face and tried to gauge his mood. Wordlessly, he opened the refrigerator and took out a beer, slugging it back as if his throat were parched. Finally, he glanced at her, then at the envelope she was holding.
What's that?
An invitation. My high school class is having its reunion in July. She beamed at him. Oh, Caleb, it's going to be such fun. I'm sure Gina, Lauren, and the others will come back. There are going to be all sorts of events, a picnic, a dance, plus the town's annual fireworks on the 4th.
And how much is all of this going to cost? An arm and a leg, I imagine.
His tone dulled her enthusiasm. Not so much. We can manage it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?